You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You're listening to Unlikable Female Characters, the podcast featuring feminist thriller writers in conversation about women who don't give a damn if you like them. I'm Kristen LaBianca, and I'm here with Lane Fargo.
Hello.
And Wendy Hurd.
Hello.
So it's the holiday season.
Yay. This is the weirdest year. It's so weird.
So weird. It's like the holiday season, except it feels like every other day of the last 9 months, which it's very strange.
Time has lost all meaning.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Like, it seems like the election was a million years ago and also yesterday. Like, we're recording this the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and it already feels like Thanksgiving was many moons ago. I don't know.
Yes.
It's weird. It's weird. I'm not a person who's like super big on the holidays. My family doesn't really care about the holidays that much. So I guess I'm not that disappointed that we can't travel. I'm a little disappointed because last year my partner for Christmas went to Montana to visit his sister who lives there, and he was gone for a while, and I was alone on Christmas, and it was the best.
It's everything you could have wanted.
Everything I could have wanted. People were like, oh my God, I'm so sorry that you're alone on Christmas. And I was like, no, this is my dream come true. And this year that dream is not to be, unfortunately.
I think I was the only person when you said that to, I was like, oh my God, that's amazing.
You were. Yeah. You were like, oh, so jealous. And I was like, thank you. Yes. It's the best.
Yeah. Being alone in a house is really important sometimes. And none of us have gotten that at all this year.
Yeah. I mean, what the hell? Like, houses. Okay. So let's think of the purpose of the house: to keep the weather out, right? To keep you safe from weather and to be away from people, to lock out the world. But then you brought family members into the house, and now the world is inside the house with you.
You need like another house inside your house to be like the real house.
And you know, partners might say things like, that's a room, go into a room. Shut up. That is not.
It's not. I mean, yeah, you can be in a different room, but you're still home. We're aware.
I know you're out there. No matter how quiet you're trying to be, you might be scared because you know at this point
that I'm on the edge. Actually, I feel like someone trying to be quiet is like actually worse in some ways.
Oh my God, you're so right.
Just being like regular, because there's just like this like – everything is like really slow and deliberate because they're like trying to be quiet. It's like the very slow eating of a tortilla chip. And you're like, just crunch it.
Then you kind of know that they're aware of you. So it's like you don't want them to be aware of you. That's the whole point. So then you're like communicating silently with each other because they're like thinking at you like, I'm doing this to try to be as quiet as I can for you.
Yes.
And we just don't want to be communicating. Yeah.
Fucked up.
The introverts are not doing okay. I know the extroverts are not doing okay either. No one's doing okay.
No one's okay.
My holiday wish is just to not commit murder. That's what I've been trying to do all year, is not commit murder. And we've got like 1 month left. I think.
Imagine though, because like my whole life up until I started working in education was working in customer service and food service. And so as murdery as I feel, I'm trying to remember that the other option would have been me working at like Trader Joe's or the Coffee Bean and being breathed on by a bunch of people who like can't put their mask over their noses, which is what Nate deals with all day, right?
Yeah.
So I think I might have been – I think I would have been even more murderous.
It's very hard not to murder under like all circumstances, but 2020 is really testing us, and I think we should all get credit. Those of us who have not committed murders this year, like, well done. We deserve credit for that.
I really think that you're right. We deserve to be honored in some way. Because obviously not everyone's managed it. There have been murders.
Yeah. Yeah.
My friend cheers me up and sends me interesting cases in the news surrounding different mysterious murders sometimes. Thanks, T.
Why aren't you forwarding them to me? I thought we were friends.
I didn't know you cared about these things.
That's all I want for Christmas. So this episode is our annual gift guide. We're going to talk about gifts that you can buy for the people in your life that you're not going to murder. You're not going to murder them. You're going to buy them presents. And we have
buying
some suggestions.
Buying a gift for someone is really like a promise that you're not going to murder them before Christmas. It's really very sweet.
You could buy them something you wanted, though.
That's true. All right. Never mind.
Beware if you get a gift that you know your partner wanted.
Means time's up.
So what do we want to start with? We came up with some like gift categories to make things fun this year. This is how we amuse ourselves in 2020. What do you guys want to start with?
Okay, category number one is the passive aggressive gift for the men in your life.
So I'll just start out by saying my passive aggressive gift for men in my life is my book, They Never Learn. I just want to like give this to a man with a note that's like, this made me think of you, or like, you inspired this, you know, that nice. That would really be the perfect gift this holiday season for any man you want to subtly threaten.
That's a really good one. Yeah. And I think that works. The threat element works, even if you're not Lane and it's not your book. Like the book is for all of us, right? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
What about you, Kristen?
Well, I have two. One is a helpful book entitled How Not to Be a Dick, an Everyday Etiquette Guide. I feel like a lot of people could benefit from this.
Yes.
But if you know, that is a little too direct for the passive aggressive gift category. You can also gift a tiny, beautifully crafted dollhouse violin, the world's smallest violin.
Perfect.
Play sad songs for that poor man having to be a man in this world.
Well, you know, the world is against them, and it's actually the hardest time in history to be a white man right now.
Without a doubt. And that's really saying something, because it's always been hard.
So the responsibility, hard. You know, like people don't understand that like with great power comes great responsibility. Sure. And that weighs heavily on the shoulders. Mine is a book by Rebecca Solnit called Men Explain Things to Me.
That's a great book.
It's essays where she describes experience of having things explained to her by men. It's lovely.
An experience we are all intimately familiar with.
Yes, intimately. Our next category is an inappropriate gift for your prudish relatives.
So I had trouble coming up with one for this, so I'm excited to see what you guys have brought to the table here, because all of my relatives are so prudish and conservative. Like literally anything would be too prudish for them. That's not like a Bible, I don't know, or like a like Christmas sweater,
that Bible
or
got
like
some racy stuff in there.
Yeah, that's true. But so I was like, I don't know, a PG-13 movie would be too racy for my relatives.
Amanda Bynes movies. Oh,
yeah.
I don't know.
please help me. I want to know. I want to hear your recommendations for this category.
Well, I think that a candle is always a classic gift, and it can have it can have whatever attitude behind it you want. So for the prudish relatives, we have the option of a nice Coochie Bloom vagina candle, which has a pink figural vagina surrounding the wick. And it smells like almond rum cake. Yay.
Like all vaginas.
It's not supposed to. Like 50 Shades of Grey, where it smells like butterscotch. It's like, no.
That seems metal.
Don't.
you need to see a doctor. Like that's.
Yes. Yes. So I think the vagina candle is, you know, a good choice for certain types of prudish relatives. If you'd like to take the, you know, a more subtle path, I would suggest the Witch Shop scented candle from Soy Much Brighter. It smells exactly like a metaphysical shop. It's amazing.
Love it.
I have it burning right now. And it has a pentacle on it, so that would probably outrage
Oh my God.
Someone.
So
what would they do with it? They can't throw it away. The trash man might find it.
That's true. Mm-hmm. They'll have to bury it somewhere.
They can't burn it because that will activate the power.
Right. They'll have to bury it or like throw it off a bridge.
Throw it on holy ground.
Throw it onto a slut. Oh, okay. Well, I found a book called a book that I am actually like, if I'm your prudish relative, please get this book for me. It's called The Technology of Orgasm, Hysteria, the Vibrator, and Women's Sexual Satisfaction.
Oh, God.
Yes. And I think it's by like some, it's by the publisher is Johns Hopkins University Press. So it's like,
oh, so it's like a
real
science
smart
book.
And stuff.
Legit.
Yeah.
The definitive history. Okay.
And so it talks about, you know, the time-consuming procedure doctors had to administer for hysteria and then the efficiency of mechanical devices and stuff. And I know we've had a whole episode about hysteria where we talked about like how much of this is, you know, was debunked and stuff like that. So I just think your family members would find it really like clinically interesting, you know, from an academic perspective.
You could pair it with like one of those vibrators that doesn't look like a vibrator. That would also be like just confuse them. They won't know what it is.
My God. That would be – see, there's your gift, Lane.
I knew you two would inspire me.
Get them a back massager, but it's actually a vibrator, and let them not know.
Device. On the topic of vibrators, I had considered listing this as my option for the prudish relative, and I decided not to, but I will bring it up now. It was on some list that I was looking at. This particular vibrator is called the Puff, and it is in a category of vibrators called suction vibrators, which I had never heard.
I've seen this
of.
On Twitter a lot. Is this like the new thing? I can't decide if it sounds amazing or horrifying.
I know. That's how I felt. I was like, I don't know. But the fact that they're making them make it must be, there must be something good about it, right? Like it doesn't sound super amazing, but I don't know. I'm intrigued. I wouldn't be mad if someone sent one to me for free.
Like, they don't make sandpaper vibrators. There's a reason.
Right.
Like,
exactly. Exactly.
I'm just imagining it, like, the suction being too strong and you can't get it off of you. It's sort of like sci-fi horror like
a,
kind of.
Like a vacuum.
Yeah.
It's like a shop vac.
It could just go very wrong. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But if it was like a very mild suction, I guess maybe that could be nice. I don't know.
Like if it slipped down south an inch and suddenly it like created a vacuum situation with your vagina where it like vacuum sealed.
Right? Or like it accidentally removed your internal organs. Like, I don't know. What could happen?
Like, this is such a festive episode. I love this, you guys. Happy holidays, everyone.
Yes, happy holidays. This one, in addition to having like a explicit language warning like we always get, should probably also have like a mom warning. Like,
it's not for your mom. Your mom
no, specifically I'm talking to my mom. Don't listen to this.
It's too late. She's already listening to it, Kristen.
Damn it.
She's already put her kill your local rapist sticker on her, like, you know, the cover she puts on all of her library books or on her...
Yeah, I still need to know. Yeah, that was Kristen's mom entered my pre-order campaign for They Never Learn, which included a kill your local rapist sticker that Kristen designed and is amazing. And I just want to know where your mom put the sticker. That's like all I want for Christmas.
Well, I will ask her. I will find out what she has done with it.
A photograph would be really helpful.
Yes.
Okay.
So what about a gift for people you don't know at all? Like these are people that the coworker that you don't know, the friend of your spouse's mom's friend that you're going to see that you shouldn't be seeing because you should be staying home.
So there's a website that I like to use for gifts like this. It is called Fox Blossom. Have you guys ever heard of this? It's a small business out of Pittsburgh, I believe, and they make these beautiful curated gift boxes. So they have like kind of pre-made ones with themes. So it'll be like kind of spa ones or ones with like fancy food items or all kinds of like nice little luxurious things. Or you can create your own box and decide what goes in it, and you can choose the color of the box and like a cute little card. And so it's really fun, and it's all the options are just nice little luxury items that will be a little treat for someone. I think you could find something for almost anyone there. So I like that site. If I'm kind of at a loss for what to get someone, I will get them a box from Fox Blossom.
Very nice. Oh, that sounds really nice.
Mine is not that nice. It's an LED light panel for your Zoom calls because everyone looks terrible on them.
Oh, yeah.
So just everyone get one, please.
How do you stop them from glaring off your glasses? This
is my
problem.
That's what I was just going to ask. I have to get it.
You just have to get it high enough.
Okay.
So, like, have it be, like, above where your camera is, not beside or below or around. Like, if you're using the camera on a MacBook, like, get a little tripod or, you know, a stack of books and stack it up high enough behind the camera so that it's not, like, reflecting in your glasses. Because I have mine resting on the top of my monitor. I have an iMac, mm-hmm. and it's totally fine to just, like, rest on the top.
Okay.
But yeah, getting it higher than the glasses is the key. The whole ring light thing, it does not really work when you have glasses because it's like it goes around the camera. And so it's always, it's terrible. But get something that sticks up above the camera.
Okay, I'll try that because I am returning a ring light because it was just like, it gave me these like devil orbs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have one too. I bought a tripod that just came with a ring light and I was like, I guess I'll try it. And then I was like, this is horrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a little LED light panel, so it's like a little brick, I guess. It has a diffuser cover on it that sort of makes the light softer. If you like hold it directly in front of your glasses, it obviously still makes a reflection, but if you put it up sort of angling down at you, it's perfect.
Nice. Okay, so it's like a little mini softbox.
Yes, exactly.
Cool. Okay, I want that now.
Yes, awesome. Highly recommended.
Always expensive, these episodes.
I know. Yes.
I can put it on my wish list. Maybe someone else will buy it for me.
There
Isn't
you go.
The problem as an adult with money of any, like, it's just like when it comes time for Christmas, I'm just like, I already bought myself everything I want. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need someone else to buy things for me. I treat myself.
Yeah, I love to treat myself. It's the only thing I like right now. So,
all we have. Oh my God. Yes. All right, Wendy, what was your gift for
Cinderella? I picked a book. But I thought it was one of those things like, look, you don't know this person. You really don't care if you upset them. And this is a book I thought, like, this book should go out into the world. Like, these types of books should go out into the world as much as possible. So I picked a book called How to They, Them, A Visual Guide to Non-Binary Pronouns in the World of Gender Fluidity by Stuart Getty, who's a non-binary author.
That could be a good one for the prudish relatives, too.
Mm-hmm.
Multi-purpose.
I love that.
Love it.
Yes.
So what I want for this year to treat myself that I'm shopping for, so maybe one of our listeners can have some recommendations, is I want like a fluffy bathrobe with a hood because I want to be cozy, but I also want to look like a Dark Lord of the Sith. Like,
I like that.
This is what I want. So I've been shopping for this and I checked out The Strategist, Kristen, and I wasn't like super into any of their suggestions. They were all a little more like spa hotel. They didn't look like evil enough. I want to
they
look
weren't
evil,
evil
and cozy.
Enough. Right. Okay. Yeah.
That's my.
We need to make a website that's like The Strategist but evil.
The Strategist, the dark side. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be great. Just yeah.
Yeah.
This is our destiny.
Yeah.
That's what I want because I kind of can't believe that I went through the earlier lockdown this year and didn't have a cozy bathrobe like that I just wore all day every day. Mm-hmm. That's the least we can do for ourselves in this year.
That's such a good point. I'm jealous of yours now.
Yeah.
I don't have a bathrobe. It's too hot here. 90% of the time it's so hot you just get out of the shower into your shorts, you know?
Oh yeah. Well, here in the Midwest, we need to be cozy all the time. So I have a lot of big sweaters. I have like chunky sweaters and sweatshirts and things and sweater dresses, like all the different kinds of clothes you can make out of sweater material. But I want a fuzzy bathrobe.
I have like a sweater dress that's cold enough to wear like three times. Well, it gets it's cold right now, but like it's hot in the middle of the day here. Like it's always sunny in the middle of the day, you know.
How cold is it? Define cold, Wendy.
Right now?
Yeah.
It's like 50 or 55. That's like legit cold.
That's like short weather.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a
that's like open the window
and a heavy sweater right now.
Okay.
It's wild.
I just asked you so that Kristen and I could judge you. That's what's
is
happening.
That, yes. Is that not cold? That's not. No. That's got to be a chilly day for everybody.
No,
no. That's in like November. That's like open the windows. We're having a summer revival.
Yeah, that would be like I would go hang out in a park with like no coat on, and yeah,
yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah, of course not a coat. Like, who has a coat? But like,
I say this with love, Wendy. Fuck you.
I don't even think we understand coats here. We are like, oh no, I have a coat, and it's like not that thick. You know what I mean? It's not weatherproof.
So it's like a jacket. You don't have a coat.
I don't think we really understand the difference between jackets and coats, truly.
Here in the Midwest, we have to have like multiple coats depending on what the conditions are outside.
It seems like coats take up a lot of space in the closet.
We have a whole closet just for coats in the Midwest.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like in the house, they build a coat closet.
It's like right by the front door.
Back to gifts.
Right. So we were discussing treat yourself gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the ultimate treat yourself gift is like replacing something that annoys you all the time.
Okay.
It might be the most glamorous, pampering, self-care sort of gift, but like if there is something that you encounter every day and it pisses you off or annoys you or whatever, like get a new one, get a better one. So I recently got a new desk chair per Lane's excellent recommendation, and it's been wonderful, highly recommended. It's a bit more expensive than the standard treat yourself Christmas gift, but other excellent treat yourself gifts would include a new and really well-made umbrella, because I absolutely hate dealing with umbrellas that are shitty, pinch your fingers, they flip inside out. It's been like a lifelong struggle, I tell you. But there is a umbrella manufacturer called Blunt that makes amazing umbrellas that always work. And I've had mine for, I think, 7 years. And it has never once given me any trouble at all. So if you are constantly being frustrated by janky umbrellas, that would be a good one. And I also am really delighted by my recent purchase of a pair of AirPods. Because headphones have always been an issue for me, because it's like if you're a Mac user and an iPhone user, of course, the headphone thing is annoying because you have to have the lightning jack for headphones, but then you can't use the lightning jack on your computer. Mm-hmm. So then there's like any number of shitty Bluetooth headphone options that never connect right or are constantly becoming disconnected, and it's irritating as fuck. But the AirPods just work really well.
Really?
Made my life better. Yes.
And they stay in your ears, because I just feel like they would fall out of my ears.
They stay in so well. Wow. They stay so wonderful. Well. Even when you're jogging. Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Just
I was
like, came in black.
Yeah. So that would
you
be
can
nice.
Get little covers for them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When I first heard about them, like when they came out years ago, I was like, oh God, that's a recipe for just losing it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But because it like comes in this nice little case that has like a bit of like heft to it, you don't actually lose them all the time. The case charges them, which is amazing.
I lose them sometimes.
Well,
it's me.
Yeah, it's you. But I love them so much. Like I resisted them for a long time, and then I finally got them. And I'm like so glad. Plus, when you're doing Zooms, you can like put your hair in front of them and no one can even tell that you're wearing them.
And it doesn't mess up the like your hair hitting the mic doesn't.
Nope.
Wow. They're like magical. I'm just picturing, because I usually wear headphones like while I'm doing the dishes, and I'm just imagining them like falling into the water. And...
Nope. They're very well constructed.
Okay. Okay.
If you're like an ADD person like me who loses everything, and I mean everything, I got a little case for them that clips onto my keychain, so that like when I'm in an especially ADD, like losing everything type of mood, I just keep them clip to my keychain, and that will save me for myself a little bit.
Nice. Okay. Because you guys are convincing me to spend more money. Good job.
Yeah. I have two things. So first of all, it's so funny, Kristen, because Kristen and I both had the same desk chair, and coincidentally, and we had both the same agony over how much we hated this desk chair. It was so uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable.
It found pressure points that you didn't even know you had and like pushed on them, and it was rock hard, and so your butt bones would be like grinding up against it. It was like in school when you were stuck in Spanish class and your chair was making your butt go numb. It was like that.
Yeah, and it like it looked like it should not be that way. It looks padded. It looks cute and cozy, but it was terrible.
So I actually have the chair I bought to replace it is the comfiest, softest, most luxurious chair ever in the world. the arms flip up so it slides all the way under my little desk. And because I have a really small space, so everything has to like be consolidated. But it's like a big chair. I look like I'm riding Sherlock Holmes in it. And so anyway, I put the link in our gift guide in case anybody is looking for a recommendation for like the softest, comfiest office chair ever. And it was $200, but it's $20 off on Amazon. So I don't know.
Okay. Kristen and I can recommend the chair that we both have now, but it's much more expensive than that. I just, because I have chronic pain, I'm like, I have to buy this insanely expensive chair that has all the ergonomics.
$200 is expensive, but not for a good office chair.
No.
No.
And it comes in a bunch of colors. So if you're someone who likes a chair to be soft and sort of suck you in, this chair is really comfy.
The chair that we hated was also from Amazon, and it was like $50 or something. Yeah. And it looked really cute. Like, it looked really nice. It like had kind of like a modern quilted style to it. Yeah. Felt terrible. Definitely worth spending more money for a comfortable chair because we're all trapped in our homes forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's just no sense in sitting on a chair that pisses you off every single day.
Yeah. And you know, when I say I need a new chair, everyone recommends me things that are like, you know, $1,000. And I'm like, okay, well, I can't bring myself to spend that much money on myself. I just can't. Even if I had it, I was like, I can't spend that much money on myself. So this was a nice little compromise. Plus, I have a book called Fuck This Shit Show, A Gratitude Journal for Tired Ass Women. And I really want this book because I do think that like as exhausted and worn out as I am and like as shitty as everything is, I still know there's a lot of people who have it so much worse. And so I'd actually really like this gratitude journal. I think this would be good for me.
I got you that, didn't I? Did I?
I don't think so. You've gotten me a lot of cool stuff. If you got this from me, I'm slipping my mind.
I think I did because it's from Malicious Woman Candle Company.
I have I think you got me a different one.
Okay.
Yeah. I know which one you're talking about. Scared me for a second. Cool. What about productivity / self-help? What recs do you guys have for that?
So my recommendation is a book called Sabotage by Emma Gannon, who also hosts the podcast called Control Alt Delete. I don't know if you guys listen to that. It's like interviews with people about their interesting jobs and passions and stuff. It's really great. But so this book, Sabotage, just came out a couple months ago, and it's all about the topic of self-sabotage, which we all engage in. I've read a lot of books either on this subject or mentioning this subject, and they tend to make me feel kind of shitty, like, okay, I'm just sabotaging myself. What the fuck is wrong with me? And this book was very validating. It was kind of, she goes a lot into how everyone does this on some level. And there's also, you know, it can be a destructive behavior, but it can be your brain kind of trying to protect you or save you from something, or it can be an indication that maybe you're not in the like field that you should be in, or you're not working on the project that you should be, or you should kind of take a different path. So it was very useful and validating. It didn't make me feel like shit. And it's like an adorable, tiny little gifty book you could put in a stocking. So that's Sabotage by Emma Gannon.
That looks fantastic. I'm sitting here adding it to my Amazon wish list right now.
These episodes really are dangerous. Like if nothing else, we are all going to purchase all of these things. The exception of the vagina candle, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know about that one.
For this category, my pick is it's called a motivational journal, which I don't really like that phrase very much. But
yeah,
it's a book called Do It For Yourself by, what's her name? Kara Kutrazula. And it is like it's a cute, like small book with like guided prompts, just like very brief exercises. It's beautifully designed. It's got super bold colors and really cool typography. And it's really lovely. It just came out earlier this year and it looks like it's temporarily out of stock again, which sucks. But
it's really
maybe
cool
maybe by the time this episode airs, it will be back and everyone can grab it because it's really it's like a refreshing take on this type of thing. It's not like the same old, you know, explore why you're hesitant to start this project type of things. It's like different strategies for getting started or busting out of ruts, and I really like it.
So I have a recommendation for this. It's called and I think this recommendation is especially helpful to, at least for me, this wasn't an issue for me until I had my daughter and she was in like elementary school, and suddenly the obligations were kind of stacking up. but this is called How to Get Shit Done, Why Women Need to Stop Doing Everything So They Can Achieve Anything. Mm. And it's really, I don't know, I think it is very difficult to break out of that cycle of like, and I was, I'm in and out of that cycle. This whole life of mine as a mom is just like every minute being booked and not knowing what to say no to. Like, you're okay with the idea of saying no, but you're not sure what you should say no to. You know what I mean? Like, fine, I can be that person who says no, but I can't say no to everything. Like, what are the valuable things to keep, and what are the valuable things to weed? What are the invaluable things that you can weed out? So, yeah.
I think this year has really been like all of us are reexamining our priorities and like mm-hmm. as a yes. society as a whole, we're all doing that. But this is like the perfect time for that. And hopefully 2021 will be better and we'll have a clearer sense of what we should be doing. Or, you know, we'll all be living in bunkers, as we keep saying. Hard to say.
Yes.
So yeah, maybe this will be a helpful book to read and sort of detangle some of those things that we can let go of. Maybe some of those things are men.
it's likely, in fact, that some of them are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think our last category is for the unlikable female character in your life.
Which I think so many of these guests could qualify, but this is like yes. specific to this category. So what do you guys have for this?
I keep wondering if some of us are going to come up with the same thing. I'm excited.
Okay.
Mine is a amazingly fun gothic horror novel / Hollywood satire called Plain Bad Heroines by Emily M. Danforth.
Oh my god, I'm dying to read that.
It is so good. Oh my god. I love it so much. So it's like about kind of like a haunted former boarding school where some grisly happenings took place 100 years ago. And then so part of the narrative takes place there. And then part of it is in the modern era where a young woman has written a book about that. And the book is now being made into a movie. And it's super queer and super like creepy and cool and amazing. And I love it so much. And I think that all of the unlikable female characters that I know would also love it.
I will second that one. I was on a panel with Emily at the Boston Book Festival a few months ago.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. I have such a like, you know, the writer crushes where you're like, you're so cool. I can't talk to you.
She's incredibly cool. And my favorite part of that book is the footnotes. There's like sassy footnotes.
Yeah. They're very sassy and very funny.
Yes. I don't know. Now I'm like, I need to write a book with footnotes because this is amazing. It's like the grad student still in me finds that amusing, but it's
see,
perfect.
Look, it can be done in a way that is not douchey, men. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It can indeed.
You should study and learn. So this could also be a passive aggressive gift for like if you have a friend who's a man who thinks he is like a literary writer.
That's true.
Get him this book and teach him a thing or two.
Mm-hmm. Remember that one? Well, Lane and I got one specific submission to a specific thing we were doing one time that had footnotes.
No, they were actually endnotes, right?
Oh, were they endnotes? I thought they were footnotes.
Well, I can't remember which way, but in the submission, the person said, well, it was a man. He said, it's like in the actual manuscript, the footnotes are endnotes or vice versa. I don't remember, but wanted us to understand. Ugh. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't say any more about that, but I'll never forget it.
Never.
So my suggestion is this shop that I am obsessed with called the Silver Spider Print Shop. I follow them on Instagram and they make like cute little like gifty like stickers and enamel pins and socks and hats and stuff, and they have a bunch of they have different stuff all the time, but they have a bunch of Schitt's Creek themed things, which big fan of that show. They have a teddy bear wearing a t-shirt that says hell is other people. I feel like that might be a good gift for a lot of people who listen to this podcast. And they also have this I'm thinking about buying for myself. They have hats and stickers and stuff with the eternally amazing quote from Dakota Johnson's interview with Ellen. Are you guys familiar with?
Actually, no, that's not the truth, Ellen.
Yes, actually, no, that's not the truth, Ellen. So you can get like a hat that says that or a sticker. And that interview is like You know how you can have like a playlist of like pump up jams that you listen to before like a big meeting or something? Like that interview is my pump up jam. I like watch that. So inspiring to me. So yeah, I really need one of those stickers.
You have amazing taste in this type of stuff. You have like the best taste in little like stationery type of like cute little things.
I just like know a lot of cute shops. I don't even know if it's my taste. It's just I like follow a lot of these. And then I buy too many of them. I think you do this too, Kristen. I feel like we have this in common.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really good at shopping for myself. We're like for
too
little.
Too good at shopping.
Yeah. Yeah. Perhaps.
So I'm surprised. I'm glad that I'm the only one who has this. I really thought that one of the other two of you might have picked this book called My Life as a Villainess.
Oh yes. Because we talked about this on perfect. The show before, right? Laura Lippman's book of essays. Yes. Inspire her to be more mm-hmm. unlikable in all the best ways. Yeah, I love mm-hmm. that book. It is like the Bible to me. It's like a sacred text.
There's an essay in here called Men Explain the Wire to Me.
She is the queen.
She's amazing. I mean, we've often said that if she started a cult, she would have a following that included mm-hmm. us.
We're ready to join.
She has one in here called Game of Crones.
Now I just want to reread this. I'm just going to go take it off the shelf and reread it. Oh my God.
So great.
And it's also kind of like a cute little gifty book that you mm-hmm. could put in a stocking. I love books like that for Christmas, like the little cute ones that you can like read on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
It's inoffensive. Yeah. You know, this is not an offensive book. It's an empowering book.
It's just very inspiring. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I want to give one more shout out gift idea. So the Feminist Book Club podcast, which is one of our fellow amazing feminist podcasts, they're doing these cool gift packages this year where they're like curated sets with books and socks and mugs and all sorts of like cool stuff from female creators. They're mm-hmm. themed like there's like a historical fiction one and like a thriller one, and they're all different price points. So we'll put a link to that in our gift guide as well, because I want to support them. And I think it's so cool. I was like, we should do that. And I was like, no, I'm too lazy. I can't. Renee is like putting it all together. And I'm like, I don't know. We're too lazy around here for that.
But maybe like in 5 years, we would be able to orchestrate that. But yeah.
Yeah.
Such a cool idea, though.
It's such a cool idea. I love it. And I want to support it. All right. Well, those are our gift ideas for this year. Everyone stay safe and healthy this holiday season. And this will be our last episode for this hell year 2020. We will be back in 2021 with more discussions of unlikable archetypes and interviews with amazing authors and some other surprises in store. So we'll see you guys all in what is hopefully a much better fucking year, because this one sucks.
Amen.
That's it for this episode of Unlikable Female Characters. Don't forget to subscribe, and you can also follow us on Twitter at UnlikableFCPod for updates, book recommendations, and angry feminist rants. Our website is unlikablefemalecharacters.com, and we're also on Instagram at UnlikableFemaleCharacters. Thanks for listening.